I'm Philip Saint-Papier. These are the today's date is 09/01/2022. Dictation is for Rhymey Evans. Evans spells EVANS. Rhymey spells RYME. Date of birth is 10/01/1987. This 34-year-old gentleman, here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient stated he had an acute asthma attack yesterday and was seen in the local emergency room where he was treated and given medication refills and advised to follow up today period. He said he's here essentially for a follow-up and a note to return to work. He said today at the moment he has no symptoms, no complaints period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Asthma. Next line. Hypercholesterolemia. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency. Next line, HIV. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Social history, patient endorses tobacco and alcohol use, denies drug use. Next paragraph, medication, vitamin D, Genvoya, Genvoya. Next line, albuterol. Next line, atorvastatin period. Next paragraph. Family history, cancer, comma, hypertension, comma, asthma, comma. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of rare. Blood pressure 156/110. Pulse 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, prenatal paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guard and no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial, nerves, 2, tendons, normal, motor, and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is HIV disease. Number 2, obesity. Number 3, asthma. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia, period. Next paragraph, patient appears stable and is no distress. He was given work note to return tomorrow. He said he would like to opt to, just in case he feels like going back today, he would go. And the next one, just in case he doesn't feel better, he will stay until tomorrow, period. Patient was reassured he was offered refills of his pocket inhaler and medication for his home nebulizer. He says he declined, stated that he has these medications already. Period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has not. End of the patient.